Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Where are you?
Back bedroom.
Bloody hell, what is that?
Don't touch it.
But what is it?
I'm not sure yet. This is James Hunter recording notes from apartment 217 Arrow Heights. Apartment belongs to a Mr. Gerald Hornchurch, though currently we're unable to locate the man. The apartment has been completely trashed. For once, the phrase a tornado has been through here is not hyperbole. Everything not bolted down has been upended. The floor is strewn with the man's possessions. The most interesting find, however, is in the back bedroom. There's only one small window here, perhaps big enough to squeeze a child through, but certainly not big enough for an adult. The window is open, and it appears as though a black fluid has spilled in from the outside. The windowsill and the wall beneath are stained black. It almost looks like some sort of fungus, reaching out with tendril-like appendages. It appears to have a sticky consistency. If I look out onto the window ledge, I can see what appears to be... Ugh! Oh, it smells terrible! Coated in the black substance, stuck to the ledge outside, is what appears to be the half-digested remains of a pigeon.
Gross. So what eats pigeons?
What eats pigeons and then vomits up black goo?
Oh, anacondas regurgitate their dinner so they can swallow it again later.
So your suggestion is anaconda.
Demon anaconda? Whoa, did you see that?
I did. The tendrils of the strange substance seem to be growing. Abigail and I have just seen them move. Quick, pass me the, that coat hanger. Pass it to me.
Don't touch it, will you?
I won't. I'm just going to poke it.
Be careful.
Incredible. It's rotting the plaster. The wall is losing its structural integrity.
What on earth could do something like that?
Nothing I've ever seen before. We should get out of here. We need to get somebody in to look at this. If it spreads too far, the entire building may be in danger of coming down.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Abigail, what is it?
I don't know. My head started hurting and now I feel sick.
You feel cold. Here, take my coat.
You love this coat. Are you sure?
Of course. Here, hold it tight. Look after it. I'll want it back.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
James?
Yeah?
Elizabeth is pretty insistent that you were here in 2002.
She's mistaken. How could I have been here in 2002? I was still in the orphanage back then.
You would have been 18 years old in 2002, James. I thought you didn't leave until 2006.
I didn't. Carl and I escaped and ran away together. We worked together for a few years and then parted ways. I spent 10 years on my own, writing books on the paranormal phenomenon, until I became disillusioned with the idea. That is what I know to be true. Elizabeth must have her dates wrong. Can we drop this now, please?
James, there's something I didn't tell you. Something that I probably should have.
What's that?
A few months ago... the pub crawl we did when I went back in time. One of the first things I did was to try contacting you. The old you. Back then. from 2018. Man, that's confusing.
And?
James, I called your flat and Carl answered the phone.
You spoke to Carl in 2018?
Not really. He picked up the phone and as soon as I recognised his voice, he hung up. I thought you hadn't seen him for years until that night at the Para X convention last year.
I hadn't.
He answered your phone.
Abigail, what are you saying? Do you think I'm lying to you?
Well, none of it makes sense, James.
That's not what I asked. Do you trust me, Abigail?
I want to know the truth.
I am telling you the truth. The only truth I know.
What does that mean? It doesn't add up. I...
Easy, easy, take it easy. I want to get you away from this apartment.
I'm feeling a bit better now. I just think it was that stuff. It made me feel so sick.
We need to find out what it is and where our dear Mr. Hornchurch has gotten to. That is, if you'd still like to come with me.
I will. You know I will. And I do trust you, James. I just wonder if you can trust yourself.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.